Penguin Random House Audio presents Bridge of Spies, A True Story of the Cold War by Giles Whittle. Read for you by Jonathan Keeble.
Prologue. February the 10th, 1962. The road out of Berlin was practically deserted. It was a Saturday morning and cold. The forecast was for snow, and the rumours were keeping people in town. All the news bureaus had sent reporters to Checkpoint Charlie because it seemed the obvious place. But the forecast was wrong, and so were the rumours. At about 9:30, a lone taxi cleared the last traffic lights in Wilmersdorf and headed west on Königstrasse, picking up speed. For a while it barreled through pristine woodland across a big diamond-shaped island formed by the Wannsee and the River Havel. Then it crested a rise, descended for half a mile in a gradual left curve, and stopped at a traffic barrier. Beyond the barrier were a watchtower and a bridge, a solid span of green-painted steel girders across the Havel, bisected by a thin white line. Beyond the bridge was another watchtower and another barrier, beyond them a free fire zone for the East German frontier police, and beyond that, the wall. Not the short section that divided the heart of Berlin, but the long one that sealed off the Allied sectors from the east. At the White Line, the American sector ended and the Soviet Empire began. It was the closest thing on the planet to a land frontier between the world's two nuclear superpowers. The taxi turned to be ready to head back into town. Out of it stepped a young woman with a notebook. She had fair hair and blue eyes and was shaking with nerves. She glanced over at the military police guarding the barrier and thought better of it.